The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, rules that even though both men and women are both obligated in Neiros Shabbos, just like the truth be told, Nashim Chayovas beKiddush Hayom, women and men are equally Chayiv in Kiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch writes regarding Hadlakas Neiros that the preference goes to women. If both men and women want to light candles, since the women are usually the one more involved with the household, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch says they get the Kadima and the Mitzvahs. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says, in addition to that, it goes back to Maaseh Bereishis, it goes back to the creation of the world and specific creation of Adam and Chava, that it underscores the relationship, because Chava extinguished the light of the world in serving Adam Arishon from the Eitz Hadas. So since she was involved in the Chait of the Eitz Hadas, so therefore that brought darkness, so therefore kind of like a tikkun, women get to light. And as well, as I pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah points out as well, that if it's a conflict, the man and the woman both insisting on lighting, so the precedence goes to a woman. So this is very nice, Api Machshava, and Api Hashkafa, but halachically speaking, this seems to be a little difficult. Because we know the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin, and we have a general rule in Chas, Nashem Peturas mi mitzvahs asei shazman groma. The women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs. If they're exempted from time-oriented mitzvahs, we ask that checks. Halakas Neiros is only done Erev Shabbos once a week. That sounds like a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And therefore, why should women should be exempt? Why are they obligated? So, different commentators, you know, suggest different explanations. The Ran on the Dafei Arif on Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, that we know that based on the Gemara in Brachas and Av Chaf Amid Beis, the Torah is asked that we're writing Kiddush. Noshim Chayavis be Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Aye, how can women be Chayav in Kiddush? Aye, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It only happens once a week. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Because it says Zochav Veshama Kosha Yeshnu Bishmira Yeshnu Bizachira. Whatever is included in keeping Shabbos is included in remembering Shabbos. So, even though in general there's an exemption, but since perhaps you could say Neiros Shabbos, even though it's part of Kavod and Oneg, but it seemed to be, you know, under the Torah's comparison of Zochar v'Shomer, so maybe it's included in that. All the Zochar, so not just Kiddush, but all the Mitzvahs Hayom, and therefore one could argue that women are Chayev in Neiros Shabbos, just like they are in Kiddush, based on Kosha Yeshnu b'Shmira, Yeshnu b'Zechira. However, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, this would be difficult because, according to most poskim, this halacha applies both on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Woman achayev in Kavav Oneg on Yom Tov. Also, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, I think in his first tshuva, that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Kavav Oneg on Yom Tov. I think they get into it, so if they get Yahu v'Yavu, they have to go back. A whole discussion. So according to Rabbi Kiva's approach, then Rabbi Kiva Eger's approach, so regarding from Neiros Yom Tov, why then would you say if Neiros Yom Tov is a function of Kavod and Oneg, so therefore they should be exempt? There's a famous answer by Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky, and he wants to say as follows, that even though it's true that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, women could be exempt from Kavod and Oneg on Yom Tov, that's if you look at it in a very narrow fashion. It's true. Halakas Neiros Yom Tov, perhaps even they might be exempt. That's, most assume it's not so. But when it came to the Chiyav, that once Chazal obligated Nashim in lighting Halakas Neiros Shabbos, so it's a low plug. They didn't make a distinction and say, make a, you know what, Yechayev in Shabbos, not in Yom Tov. So therefore, that's one answer, is it's a low plug, that they didn't make a distinction and therefore it applies. And furthermore, he suggests, the Zichron Shmuel, that maybe the question doesn't even get off. Because it's true that Kavod and Oneg Shabbos, or I should say Oneg Shabbos and Oneg Yontif, are certainly mitzvahs aseh shazman grama, because they're only to be done on Yontif or on Shabbos, the passive mitzvahs. But Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yontif, they're not really time bound. Because why? Because really, as we know, the Gemara in Beya, Machokas, Shammai and Hill, Shammai and Hill, about when you buy stuff on Monday, Tuesday, what do you have in mind? So therefore, perhaps one could argue that Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yontif are not Zman Grama. And therefore, women are fundamentally Chayiv. So there are basically three approaches. One is that it's a good kasha. Well, one answer, it's not a kasha, it's not a Zman Grama because of Kavod. Others say, no, it's a good kasha. So, just like we have a principle called Yeshnu B'Shmir, Yeshnu B'Zachir, it's not limited to Kiddush, but it applies to all mitzvahs hayom, and therefore women are chayiv. Or you could just say, even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even though technically maybe, even if you want to tell me to technically putter from Kavod Yontif and Oneg Yontif, but once Chazal said the chayiv and Neir Shabbos, so they didn't go into specific details and exempt them from Neiros Yontif.